The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
All right, I got 5:18. Our 5 o'clock hour brought to you by Lee Brandt Jewelers. Luxury jewelry and watches are affordable. Drop by their store in Sandy Springs or visit LeeBrandt.com. 5:19. Holy cow and holy crap at sports with Pete Davis.
As a friend of mine likes to say, what's the use of being the Atlanta Falcons if you can't act like the Atlanta Falcons? Yes, the Jerry's kids of the NFL did it again. If their goal was to be the number one story of the day on the NFL draft, they did it. And here's how it sounded on ESPN.
Here we go.
With the eighth pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Michael Penix Jr.
Well, there it is. That is the first surprise of the NFL draft, to say the least.
All right, that really wasn't ESPN. That was the NFL Network, but what the hell?
Yeah, same. Jeez.
Yeah, with the number eight pick in the entire draft, the Falcons filled a roster spot they had just paid another man $180 million American dollars to occupy. They picked his successor before the poor man had even taken one snap for the team. And as an added bonus, they managed to piss off that man, Kirk Cousins, by waiting to the last second before to informing him that his replacement was now on the menu. Michael Penix Jr., now the quarterback in waiting, he was at Flowery Branch today, says he is the best quarterback in the draft. Well, he may be. Mm-hmm. Reports from Pete Tamel and Adam Schefter make you believe that Cousins and his people were lied to by the Falcons, like they had been led to believe immediate help was coming. Like on defense or another receiver would be the first pick. The words to describe how Cousins and his people felt were stunned and consternation. If you look up the word consternation in your Funkin' Wagnalls, it's defined as feelings of anxiety or dismay, typically at something unexpected.
Well, unexpected, just really.
Yeah. Dave Portnoy called the Falcons idiots. Now the Falcons have a quarterback that will hopefully not play for at least 2 years. Gets hurt.
Yeah, we don't want him to play for a couple of years. Exactly. We don't want him to need to be playing. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. In fact, by the time he plays, if it goes to 3 or 4 years, you're going to owe him another contract at some point after that.
He'll be too old.
If Cousin gets hurt, he'll be 36 this season with a surgically repaired leg. That's a good pick, having the backup. If Cousins stays healthy, it's the same old Falcons. Nice offense, no damn defense. And this all stems from the last few years of having zero quarterbacks. So now they want to have two good quarterbacks, which is smart if you have that luxury, which they don't, since they, as always, need a pass rusher. And I don't know what the Falcons are most allergic to in this draft, pass rushers or Georgia players. Yeah. One pundit said the team was scarred by the last two seasons at QB. Adam Schefter called the Falcons haunted by it. Interim GM Terry Fontenot made sure to say that Cousins is our quarterback, while also calling Penix a winner. So let's set that winner on the bench for the next 2 to 3 years. Why not? Man. ESPN Scott Van Pelt says, I don't get it. Analyst Lewis Riddick said, I'm stunned. But at least the Falcons were being talked about on ESPN finally. Now, former player, now broadcaster Brian Baldinger likes to pick. He had Penix right behind Caleb Williams on his chart. In fact, Baldinger predicted the pick way back on April 11th, shirtless from his swimming pool. I'm not kidding. It's on Outkick.com. He made the pick right there in the swimming pool. So now he was shirtless for a reason.
Well, I did it in the studio.
I'm like, somebody.
At least he
I
was
know.
Swimming. I know. I should have had my trunks on or something, I guess.
Well, it was shrinkage.
I was in the pool.
The pool. So now the Falcons have set up their own Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers situation. Awkward. Their own Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love situation. Even more awkward. As for Penix, he's a good great quarterback, strong arm like John Foy. Accurate as Robin Hood, mature for his age. Led college football over the past year with 4,000 passing yards. Says he's going to learn from watching Cousins. I'm sure Cousins is a nice guy, and he'll help him out, unlike other quarterbacks in the past. A column on AtlantaFalcons.com says the team did not want a repeat of not having a successor for Matt Ryan, which is what we've seen the last 3 years, basically. Yeah. Yeah. So we asked local dogs what they think about Arthur Blank getting another left-handed mobile quarterback named Michael, and their reaction was...
Uh-oh.
The last time we had one of those didn't work out so well for local canines.
Too well, no.
The reaction on Twitter by listeners. Tripp writes that, can Blank sell the team back to the Smith family? Bruce says, trade Arthur. Scott wrote, snatching defeat from the jaws of victory since 1965. I tweeted, don't blow it before the draft. So Paul tweeted, that's like saying don't breathe to these guys.
Yeah.
Sean said, well, we saw what happened the last time someone said don't. Biden told the Iranians not to, then he told the Israelis. One happened. Todd says they blew it like the Hindenburg blimp. Well, technically it was a Zeppelin, but I get the point there. Tyler, mad that they once again passed on any Bulldogs like Brock Bowers or Ladd McConkey. I felt sorry for Brock going to the Raiders. I mean, it's just a black hole. Literally, it's a black hole in the fans and on the field. That dysfunctional team out there. Tough break. Hopefully, he'll be able to get out as a free agent in a few years and still have a career. By the way, UGA, the only school with a tight end selected in each of the last six NFL drafts. How about that?
Really? Hmm.
As for the rest of the NFL draft day one, why the heck are so many players wearing sunglasses inside in Detroit at night? That's just a question being bandied about.
Yeah.
In this day of wokeness, it was interesting to see a Seahawks fan dressed up as a Chinese coolie. Did you see that?
I did not see that. Oh, my.
Yeah. He'll probably be strung up as soon as he returns to Seattle. The L.A. fan wearing the Rams head, something sure to give the kids nightmares. It was like Saturday night at a Tom Cruise house during a Stanley Kubrick movie. Bad mojo there.
Yeah.
The Packers have still not drafted a wide receiver, running back, or tight end in the first round since 2002.
A running back, a wide receiver, or what?
Or tight end. They don't help offensive, their quarterbacks out.
Those skill positions. My God.
That's right. They don't help their quarterbacks out. Laura Rutledge did her usual good job interviewing the family, and one such talk has gone viral. The mother of new Jaguars pick Brian Thomas Jr. was asked how far her family had come to reach the NFL draft in Detroit. We came from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Sandra deadpanned.
Only one generation ago.
Yeah, that's true. We were a horse and buggy. The SEC, of course, led the draft. 11 players chosen. Pac-12 had 8 the last year of the poor Pac-12. Yeah. Big Ten and ACC just 4 apiece. It just means more in the SEC. I'm sorry, guys. The NFL will now allow players the option. This came down about an hour ago. Of wearing the Guardian cap during games this season. It's over the helmet. They're safe, but they make you look like the Elephant Man eating mushrooms. Have you seen
wear
these things?
A hat over the helmet?
It's this big, puffy, segmented mushroom.
What the hell would they do?
The helmet.
For what purpose?
Safety. They're scared. This CTE thing is it's changing football.
You said it was voluntary or
voluntary?
Oh, good Lord.
It'll be mandatory in 3-4 years.
Might as well change the game. You might as well just have flag football.
Well, they just had a former New York Giant kill himself at age 28. He just blew his head off.
Yeah.
So, who knows?
It's concussion stuff, we're assuming, maybe.
Probably.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, back to a team that has its act together. The Braves begin a 3-game home series against the Guardians tonight, a matchup of the two best teams in baseball right now. Chris Sale for Atlanta against Logan Allen for Cleveland in a battle of lefties. Ozzie Albies back at second base and batting second. The world is right again. And Travis d'Arnaud behind the plate. Now, interesting story just come over a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
That last October, his grandfather passed away, and his father, Lance d'Arnaud, said, if there's an afterlife, give us a sign. Well, guess whose birthday it was when Travis hit his 3 homers the other night?
No
kidding. It was
Grandpa's birthday. Wow.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Cool.
Adam Duvall will be in left field tonight. Everybody else stays the same. Rangers pitcher Max Scherzer has a way to improve umpiring. Rank the good and bad ones on a scale. Relegate the bottom 10% to the minor leagues.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, if implemented, Angel Hernandez will soon be umpiring your church league softball exhibitions.
And by the way, you know, the famous Jack Welch of GE, who was my father was his mentor. Jack Welch's basic theory of management was every year you get rid of the bottom 10%. You rank your workers and the bottom 10% gets fired. And you start climbing people up and you keep improving that way to get rid of the people who aren't doing their job.
It's like soccer. Yeah. And yet another
I'm sorry. One more. Did you see the meme going around of the picture of the it said Angel for Hernandez, and then it had six different phone notifications, missed call, 313, yeah. Missed call, 314, missed call with his face on it.
Yet another example of grooming and indoctrination of the young. Michelle Oliva is a woman who was talked into transitioning into a boy, realized her mistake, and is now detransitioning back to a woman. She attended a pro women's hockey league game in Canada a couple of nights ago. And before the game, a pledge was posted on the message board for everyone to recite out loud, including the audience full of young girls. It read, "Sport a rainbow pledge. By sporting a rainbow, I understand that all athletes, coaches, and competitors deserve to participate in sport free of judgment. I will help by speaking up against hateful speech and actions in my sport." In other words, not only will you accept bigger, stronger boys playing against you, but you won't dare speak out against it. In fact, you will bully anyone who even suggests the boys should not be playing against the girls. Athlete and activist Riley Gaines has called the pledge brainwashing equivalent to propaganda spread in Nazi Germany.
It's grooming. This was in Canada, is that what you said?
Canada, and they're warning well, you will not speak out.
We knew that was going to happen. Look what they've done in Canada the last couple of years.
Yeah.
The truck
Canada's
drivers
lost.
Protested, took away their credit cards, who left them on the road stranded, no gas.
Yeah.
Good.
As long as Trudeau's there, it's a dictatorship. Man. He can do whatever he wants. On this day, April 26, 1941, what ballpark was the first to install an organ in the ballpark?
Chicago Cubs. Wrigley Field.
What ballpark? That's it.
Wrigley Field.
Very good.
In fact, I have this on my list of history stuff.
I tricked you.
Cheated.
All right, here we go. His Nate's joke of the day. Are you ready?
I'm quite ready. I'm very ready now.
All right, here we go. I got it here. All right, you know. Okay. Quarterback says to his halfback, "Are you hurt?" Halfback says, "I think so. Better call me a doctor." Okay.
Are you a doctor? Thank you. Hey ho.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.